So today we are observing the disappearance day of our very dear disciple, Bhajalila Devi Dasi. And I'd like to just speak for a few minutes. I'd like to ask other devotees to speak as well, both those who are here during that I think also there's a few devotees here who even knew Bhajalila before she came to India. I know she was dear to many of us in different ways, and we'd all like to hear the realizations of different devotees. As far as myself is concerned, I purposefully asked Sri Prahlad not to sing the song for departed Vaishnavas, Ye Mera Prema Dana. Although it's traditional that we sing this song in memory of that departed Vaishnava, it just would be a little too painful for me. And although Bhajalila's departure had a very, very profound effect on my life, much in the way that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur once offered some praise to his disciples at his Vyasa Puja ceremony. In his humility, he was saying that actually they were teaching him so many things, and in many ways his own disciples were like his gurus. So although I was Bhajalila's, or I am Bhajalila's spiritual master, and generally the disciple considers that he learns everything from the Guru, her departure, I learned so much from that departure of Bhajalila. How to prepare for death? By fully absorbing oneself in Krishna consciousness, particularly in the mood of the residents of Vrindavan. How to die? How to be fearless of death? And to pass away in very favorable circumstances with full opportunity to remember the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna? I gained a very strong faith that if a devotee actually desires something very transcendental, that Krishna will make all arrangements to satisfy the desires of that devotee. Bhajalila very much wanted to be Krishna conscious when she passed away. Vrindavika Girihari knows how hard she tried to be, how much she cultivated Krishna consciousness in the year before she passed away.
Bhajalila
That alone is a very wonderful example to all of us struggling sadhakas who find ourselves sometimes conscious of our sadhana and sometimes performing our sadhana unconsciously.
Это хороший пример для всех нас садхуков, которые в одно время совершают садхану с полной, так сказать, отдачей, с полным сознанием. В какое-то время садхана происходит чисто автоматически.
But here was a devotee who I feel was very sincere and very conscious of her efforts and everything she did up until the day, the moment she died.
Раджидура была примером преданного, который постоянно находился в осознанном состоянии. То есть она постоянно осознанно делала усилия до самого момента смерти.
Sometimes we're conscious and we're chanting our rounds. Sometimes we're unconscious when we're
chanting.
Sometimes we're conscious when we're praying. Sometimes we're oblivious to what we're saying. Sometimes we find ourselves in Vrindavan, rolling in the dust, praying to the acharyas, praying to the deities. Sometimes days and days go by shopping in low bazaar. But here was a devotee, young devotee, who used every moment of her last year in Krishna consciousness.
Она была преданной, которая использовала каждый момент своего последнего года жизни в сознании Кришны.
This is admirable. So much so that she was constantly having very vivid Krishna conscious dreams.
Из-за того, что она постоянно имела очень такие яркие духовные сны.
Here in Vrindavan. What we dream at night is a result of our meditation during our daytime activities. Palina Parichate, that one judges something by the result. So at nighttime, Vrindavika will tell you, Bhagavata was often having very vivid Krishna conscious dreams, many of them here in Vrindavan, the Govardhan Hill and so forth. And why? Because her meditation was such during the daytime. So now I can understand why Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, at one time he glorified his disciples, saying that in many ways they were teaching him things about Krishna consciousness, so therefore on that day he said that they were also his gurus. I can understand that. Obviously, people come to Krishna consciousness at different stages of spiritual advancement. Rupa Goswami describes that one cannot actually take up the process of devotional service unless, in all earnestness, unless one has practiced that devotional service in a previous lifetime. So some people come after one lifetime of devotional service, some people may come after 1,000 lifetimes. And we could see that Raja Leela, she took very seriously the process of Krishna consciousness in her preparation for leaving this body and her very sincere desire to go back home, back to Godhead.
Желание совершать преданное служение в этой жизни и уйти в разном комнате.
One time, unfortunately, Prabhupada had to say, he said, most of my disciples are aspiring for the heavenly planets. Not to criticize the devotees, but maybe as to give impetus to his disciples, Prabhupada pointed out that maybe our intention in Krishna consciousness was not the best intention, that we were enjoying too much the process, but we should be sincere, desire to really go back home to Goloka Vrindavan. But I can say with all earnestness that this was one disciple who didn't aspire for the heavenly planets. He really wanted nothing to do with this world. She really wanted to go back to
Vrindavan.
We must thank her for that example. In her attempt to give up her attachments, she did some funny things. A little unusual. Before coming to India, she went back to her home, and any pictures that her mother had or family had when she was growing up, when she was a baby, when she was before she was devoted, even when she wasn't, she took all those pictures and she burned them, so there would be no evidence that this body ever existed in this world.
Приехала погостить у мамы, и пока она гостила, она нашла, собрала все свои фотографии, начиная с самых младенческих до последних фотографий, и все их сожгла для того, чтобы не оставалось никакого подтверждения, что это материальное тело существовало.
She gave away all her possessions.
Она раздала все свои вещи.
So she came to India, she came to Vrindavan literally, you know, kinchana, with nothing. But with no possessions and just desire to completely surrender to Radha and Krishna. So we can say she was a young devotee. But how do we judge a devotee by young or old, or young or new or senior? What is the gauge by which we really judge a devotee? It's not necessarily how long they've been in the movement. Somebody may be in the movement only 10 years, but they may have been practicing for 10 lifetimes. Someone else may be 30 years, but this is their first lifetime. So you can't necessarily judge by how long a person's been in the movement, or even what is their ashram. We have to judge by two things, by how much they have a sense, a spirit of detachment to this world, and how much they have attachment or enthusiasm to serve God and Krishna. These are the real criteria. So how detached was Rajalila?
Okay,
you can burn the photo, give away your possession. But on her deathbed, just before she passed away, she revealed her heart to me, that she had a very strong and very, she was very embarrassed by one attachment she had to this world. And when she wanted to tell me, I had to listen over very carefully, but
собрала все силы, чтобы сказать друзьям, и вдруг приблизился, чтобы услышать.
Are you thinking, you know, some lust is there, some anger, some greed, some envy? So I was ready to try to preach to her. I said, okay, Bhajali, what is this attachment which is causing you so much embarrassment? She said, Srila Gurudev, I still have a strong desire to eat tomatoes. So I said, young lady, if that's all the only desires you have left in this world, you're very fortunate. Certainly her position for renunciation was very favorable. She had leukemia, she had cancer, with no hope of curing that cancer. And gradually her body began to deteriorate. Caused so much pain and suffering. So someone can think, oh, poor soul, poor girl. Really a devotee, he can take even the most tragic situation and somehow see a silver lining in the cloud. Can see the fortune and even in misfortune. How? Just like Queen Kunti Dev prayed, let these calamities come again and again, because as a result of these calamities, we're forced, literally, forced to take shelter of your lotus feet. If the calamity was not there, we would procrastinate. We would take 2 years, 3 years, 40 years, 50 years to do something we should do right now, which is fully surrender to Krishna. So Kunti Dev said, as a result of this calamity, I'm taking shelter of your lotus feet, Krishna. And what is the result of taking shelter of your lotus feet in all sincerity? That we never again have to see the repetition of birth and death. So those of us who were working closely with Rajalila in that last year, either directly or through correspondence and darshan. We never saw her lament her situation. She never felt sorry for herself. She never demanded attention in that way. She wanted attention. She really wanted attention. But in what way? Sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha, savashastu koi, labamata sadhu sangha, savasiddhi hoy. She was like that chakora bird which simply flies in the sky with the strong intention of drinking the moonbeams, drinking the light coming from the moon. She was very thirsty for Krishna consciousness.
Нуждалась в внимании, и это проявлялось в том, что подобно птице Чакоре, она летала с открытым клювом и глотала каждую капельку дождя, то есть каждую капельку милости, которая выпадала на нее.
And this is the second symptom, I would say, of a devotee who's making spiritual event very detached and very enthusiastic for Krishna consciousness.
Так, два симптома, продвинутого преданного,
You can't be enthusiastic in Krishna consciousness unless you really have some real genuine spirit of renunciation.
То есть невозможно быть энтузиастом, невозможно проявлять энтузиазм в сознании Кришны, действительно настоящий энтузиазм, до тех пор, пока у вас не будет чувства отречения.
So her enthusiasm to associate with saintly people was as a result of this detached spirit, which came from perhaps previous lives, but certainly the fact that her body was finished and she just gave up, okay, let's go to Vrindavan.
Так ее энтузиазм, он был, так сказать, причиной его была либо ее сожаление в прошлой жизни, либо действительно ее, так сказать, актуализация в этой жизни, что все, все уже кончилось. Единственное, что мне осталось, это просто предаться в этом Вриндаване. Никакой надежды у нее в этом теряли.
So she was eager to associate with anyone who could further her love for Radha and Krishna.
Так она была, так ей хотелось общаться с кем-либо, кто бы мог усилить ее любовь к Радхе Кришне.
As man proposes, God disposes. If you want genuine Krishna consciousness, then you should be certain that Krishna will send whatever is required if you become a purity boy. That's for sure. So Krishna sent Rajalila so many nice devotees while she was in Vrindavan who really propelled her forward in her love for Vrindavan and Radharani and Krishna and the Vaishnavas. Her Shiksha Guru, I would say her Shiksha Guru in that lifetime was Bhakti Vrinda Govinda Maharaj. Somehow or other he was in Vrindavan a lot of that time. And he was caring for her just like a spiritual father. Pouring into her ears, you know, all this nectar about Krishna and Vrindavan. She was like a sponge just absorbing it. And just see the arrangement that Krishna made. Another very wonderful Vaishnavi, Mother Archivikraha, she was actually in the process of dying as well. She was also eager for Krishna consciousness. So Rajalila saw her as more advanced than her, and she looked to her as the example how to die.
And еще одна, так сказать, то, что Кришна устроил, как раз в это время Валидана жила она же Арчивиграха, которая также была на пороге смерти. И Рачвила, она нашла в этой общении с этой матерью возможность учиться о том, как умирать.
All these people, Gandharvika Giridhari was her servant day and night. It was sometimes very difficult. If you've ever taken care of terminally ill people, it's very austere, very, very demanding. It can only be done really out of love. You can turn that on.
Если вы когда-либо видели, как ухаживают за умирающими, вы понимаете, насколько это, выбирают все силы и всю энергию. Это только может быть, это служение может быть только сделано из любви.
So who can imagine the benefit that there is from serving a Vaishnava so sincerely, so such menial service, so sincerely done. How much Krishna is pleased. So we can hardly understand, most of us, what was the level of friendship between Gandharvika Giridhari and Rajalila, how deep that friendship went, and how close that brought them to Guru and Krishna. So really there's no tragedy. If we act according to Prabhupada's instructions, if we act as devotees and we follow the guidelines that he's given us in his books and his instructions. There's no such thing as tragedy. A tragedy only intensifies the Krishna conscious experience and only brings us closer to Krishna.
они заняли его книгу, лекцию, то все трагедии, так называемые трагедии, это просто то, что приводит нас ближе к служению Гуру Кришне.
So Vrajalila was so intensely preparing for her departure. And Krishna reciprocated in that she was so sincere that anything she desired in order to be Krishna conscious, not for sense benefit, but what she needed to be Krishna conscious, Krishna just made that arrangement.
Искренние духовные желания, все, что она желала на пути к Кришне, чтобы прийти, чтобы приблизиться к Нему.
She very, very much wanted me, as her spiritual master, to be there when she left.
Она очень хотела, чтобы Гурудев, как ее духовный учитель, был находился рядом, когда она умирала.
But that was impossible.
Это было невозможно.
Because we had our famous Polish festival program going on, and it was our autumn tour. It was a booming tour, and especially in those days, I just couldn't leave. Even for one day, if I left, it was like chaos.
Это было невозможно, потому что, ее уход пришелся на самый разгар фестиваля в Польше, особенно в те годы, когда я даже не мог помыслить, чтобы на час оставить, вернее, на день оставить на фестивале, просто на несколько.
And but Rajalila kept sending these emails. Emails and faxes and phone calls, Guru Maharaj, please, it's all I want, just to be there. And you know, I know I'll make it if you're there. And I was torn between, you know, this duty and responsibility and that duty and responsibility to ensure that I could do whatever I could to help her achieve her desire. And the tour, I didn't know what to do.
Я разрывался на части буквально между тем, между одним долгом, другим долгом, долгом перед туром и долгом перед ней. Не знал, что делать.
And I remember one day Gandharvik had called me with some other Vaishnavi, and they were literally crying on the phone. I had to come to Vrindavan. So after that phone call, I just went into the temple room and I prayed to Prabhupada, just give me some indication what I should do. And 20 minutes later the phone rang. And it was Govinda Maharaj.
He
said, Govinda Maharaj, get on the plane and go to India. Rajalila is about to leave her body. So I took it that was Prabhupada. A spiritual master can appear to us in many very interesting ways. The great saint Bibhamangal Thakur, in his youth, he was associating with one prostitute at Chintamani, and that prostitute, she said one day, if you went to the same trouble to achieve Krishna as you are to enjoy me, she said, you would become a saint in a moment and all your problems would be solved. You'd be back in the spiritual world. He took it that Somagiri, his initiating spiritual master, was speaking through that prostitute.
Бхирамангал Хакур в юные годы он общался с одной проституткой, которую звали Чинтамани. И она однажды сказала ему, что если бы ты принял столько же проблем для того, чтобы уйти к Кришне, сколько ты принимаешь для того, чтобы общаться со мной, то ты бы уже в один момент стал достиг своей цели своей жизни, ты был бы уже с Кришной, и все твои проблемы были бы решены. И
Janme Janme Prabhu say, he is my Lord and Master, birth after birth. Just how the spiritual master continues to guide the disciples in all their various situations throughout the universe and the cosmic manifestation at different times and places. That is not for our finite brains to understand.
Итак, это не может вместиться в наши разум, каким образом духовный учитель принимает заботу о учениках, находящихся в разных местах Вселенной,
Krishna, with all his infinite glories, he will make that
arrangement.
As he did for Devamangala Thakur. So I took it that when I got that message from, because I just prayed, and then this phone call came, I was like, Prabhupada said go, so then... So her desire was fulfilled. All of them, as they surrender unto me, I reward them accordingly. So that morning, when I arrived, there was so much traffic, there was an accident on the road between Delhi and Vrindavan, and I thought I was going to be in the afternoon. But we arrived just in time to give some, to give her comfort, shelter. She was very conscious when I walked in the room. She knew I was there. She was elated, actually. Although she couldn't move very much, but you could see she was just so thrilled that, you know, that everything was arranged. And I was telling her now, so just let go. Everything is... been arranged, your spiritual master is here, your deities are here, the Vaishnavas are here. I think she took that to her heart and just gave up, you know, or gave everything to becoming, to going back home, back to Godhead.
И Гурдев ей сказал, ну все, все, Кришна вспомнил, что хотела, что это еще Кришна. Жили, ты не веришь, что сказать, дальше не забыть стать с ней. Просто сказать, успокойся и делай то, что нужно.
So she departed.
Так она ушла.
And it was something very amazing, because coming into this world is a very amazing thing. I mean, people crowd around the birth and the struggle of the mother and the labor and the birth and the joy of the baby, and death has the same phenomenon. Everyone is crowding around and very intense in the labor of leaving the body, and then it's finished, and both experiences are very similar, birth and death.
Похожие переживания, потому что как в момент рождения всегда толпятся вокруг матери, этого ребенка, также в момент ухода тоже все толпятся, все помогают, все на пике эмоций и все это очень
coming and going.
Приход и уход.
And I've never seen birth. I took birth. But when Vrajalila left, that had a very, very profound effect on my life. And what was that? It increased my faith a millionfold that it is possible, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and his devotees, it is possible to attain the supreme destination.
Каков был этот эффект, если таков, что я понял, что там есть и Прабхупада, и Вайшнава, это действительно возможность, возможно.
It is possible to attain the supreme destination.
Действительно возможно достичь высшего назначения.
It was very difficult seeing Vrajalila in so much pain.
Было очень трудно для нас видеть Vrajalila.
That was very difficult.
Было очень тяжело.
But it was very wonderful seeing her fix her mind on Radha and Krishna.
Это было так прекрасно видеть, как ее ум был сосредоточен на Радхе Кришне.
I just pray that when I have to leave my body, I can follow that example. I mean, the kirtan was roaring. And I was chanting as loud as I could, this close to her ear. It was like stereo, you know, Gandharva Kirtan, she was on the other side, you know, we were like, our heads were this far, the only distance was Brajalila's little head, and we were just pouring in the nectar of the holy names. And everyone was helped. It's like you help to deliver a baby, right? So here we are helping to deliver her back to Krishna, out of the body, back to Krishna. It's the same principle. Help into the world, help out of the world. And although Prabhupada did say, and it was always a statement which caused fear in my heart, Prabhupada said, you know, we come into this world alone and we leave alone. And another time Prabhupada said, at the moment of death you have to fly your own flame. I think that those are the only things that Prabhupada said that ever scared me. Everything else Prabhupada has said is, those things scared me. I have to be alone when I die? I'm not so strong that I can remember Krishna. Yeah. But I saw it wasn't true. How can you say a statement of your spiritual master is not true? It's true in the sense that we are alone. I mean, we're nobody else is dying. We're doing the dying business. But if we've lived our life properly, if we've been the humble servant of Guru and Gauranga, then we won't be alone. We're never alone in Krishna consciousness. I mean, can you think of a moment when you're alone? The only moment I'm alone is I'm in the shower. And you know, that's 5 minutes. The rest of my life I'm surrounded by devotees day and night. So that's Prabhupada's mercy. So we'll be bereft of that mercy when we die? The most important part of our life? No. If we've really tried hard, Krishna will make the arrangement that we won't have to fly the plane alone. There'll be so many wonderful Vaishnavas around, chanting the holy names.
Это неправда, с той точки зрения, что если мы следуем наставлениям Прабхупады, мы живем в жизни преданного служения, мы никогда не находимся одни. Он говорит, я, говорит, нахожусь один в течение дня, 15 минут, когда я нахожусь в душе, все остальное время вокруг меня столько преданных. И мы все живем подобной жизнью. То есть, по милости Гуру и Кришны, вокруг нас очень много преданных, которые то и дело помогают нам. И вопрос в том, неужели в момент смерти мы окажемся одни, неужели никого вокруг нас не будет?
And even if you're in a lonely place, in some awkward situation, Bhagavatam mentions some embarrassing situations that you fall off a roof, you slip on the ice, you die in a car accident, and an quote-unquote unglorious, Prabhupada used to call them untimely death. I'm sure and certain that even in that circumstances, the Lord's representatives will be there. Prabhupada said that a Vaishnava doesn't have to see Yamadutas. Who does he see? This is Vishnu Gurus. Take you to your next destination. So somehow, the Lord will make that association so that we can remember His lotus feet in that most important moment.
Бывает, конечно, смерть, как Прабхупада говорит, безвременная, когда либо ты падаешь с крыши, либо поскальзываешься на льду, либо дорожной катастрофе ты понимаешь. Так или иначе, нельзя оставлять надежду на то, что Кришна что-то не придумает в конце концов и не поможет нам в последнюю минуту.
Otherwise, why was Gauri Dasi smiling?
Иначе, почему Gauri Dasi улыбалась?
to Goridasi, our god sister, was, she passed away in Vrindavan. She was a big smile on her face when she was leaving. And there's one Sankirtan devotee from Italy. When he died, his when he passed away, because Krishna's making some favorable arrangement for his devotees. Is even the ordinary transcendental. He's very sober when he's dying. He's not confused. What to speak of a Vaishnava devotee? So we don't have to fear death if we're prepared. You don't have to fear the final examination in school if you're ready, if you're prepared. I was always scared when I went to the examination. Why? Because I was always at the beach. To get average grades, because I just guessed. So I am all devouring death, Krishna says. No, don't worry. Every morning, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Water the Tulsi tree, go to the Bhagavatam class, go to the Guru Puja, do your service as best you can, take a shot. So, Vrajalila's departure gave me so much faith. And look at Archavigraha's departure. Another example. But still, I didn't want Prahlad to sing Yeh Anila Premadana. Because I don't like to think of Vrajalila necessarily in that particular role. That's always what bothered me about Christianity. You know, it's a wonderful religion. There's a lot of nice things in philosophy and history, but they're just fixed on the departure of the personality of Jesus. Even Prabhupada's departure day. It's always very comfortable. I prefer the appearance. Because really, what is departure? Departure just means going to another city to do devotional service. Who can imagine Vrajalila's good fortune, where she is? Tamal Krishna Maharaj, he had the realization, he had the wonderful words to say that, you know, wherever she is, if she's definitely in a position to bless all of us, in her transcendental position, she's in a position to bless all of us. So I don't like to think so much of the departure. I'll never forget it. But I like to remember how when we were in St. Petersburg, and we'd go over after the class, and Vrajalila would be sick, lying down, and she'd be pale white, lily white, and she'd have such nice questions. Such nice questions. Not, you know, Guru Maharaj, how do I get married? You know, how do I control my mind? You know, okay, those are things you have to deal with. But, you know, how do I develop sincere, intense devotion to the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna so that it'll bring tears in my eyes? Well...
Как еще в Питере, в Санкт-Петербурге, когда Гурудев приходил, пришел к ней однажды, он был приближен к ней, потому что она, у нее был очередной кризис, она была совершенно белая, как просто простынь. И в этом состоянии она задавала Гурудеву очень серьезные вопросы, не просто вопрос, как там успокоить ум, как выйти замуж. Конечно, с этим мы тоже должны справляться, но у нее были вопросы о том, как мне обрести сильная любовь к Раде и Кришне, Гурудас сказал, ну, конечно.
For that we have to thank Kandarvika, because we were always very busy doing so many things, and she was always insisting, you have to come see Braja Lila. All right, let's go. You have to answer her letter. You have to call her. You have to come to India to see her. So. You have, yes, you have to say it.
Ответьте, пожалуйста, на письмо Браджи Лилы, пожалуйста, придите, придите, дайте ей даже, пожалуйста, пишите ей письмо.
So he reasons ill who says that Vaishnavas die. When thou art living still and sound, a Vaishnav dies to live, and while living tries to spread the whole world.
Так, напрасно утверждение тех, кто говорит, что Вайшнавы умирают. Вайшнавы умирают, они остаются, чтобы жить.
He lives forever by his divine instructions and the follower lives with him. So we're speaking about the spiritual master. But if the disciple is always following the spiritual master, then the connection is eternal.
Так, этот стих описывает духовного учителя. Но если ученик, он также следует представлению духовного учителя, то их связь, она вечна.
So then it's only a question of time. Then in birth after birth, connection is evolving. The exchange of knowledge, the exchange of service.
It
brings guru and disciple closer. Even the chastisement brings. Prabhupada said his guru Maharaj was more chastising than blessing.
You
can only chastise a close disciple. But that all goes on, and what to speak of the spiritual world? The relationship is one of assisting. Spiritual master assisting one liberated soul, assisting another liberated soul in the service of one. So, so much is to be learned in this. We're very thankful to not have had, but we're very thankful to have such a wonderful disciple as Braja Lila. I can say frankly that the thoughts of her and the attachment grows. In the material world, although the attachment is very strong, the nature of material life is such shameless almost that after some time you forget your loved ones. But in Krishna consciousness, whatever relationship we have, guru, disciple, friend and friend, whatever relationships we have in Krishna consciousness, actually they just get very deep. Ananda Buddhi Bhavana, it's always increasing Krishna consciousness. My affection for all God brothers that I served in the 70s, Lord Jnananda, Pragosh, you know, Vishwambar, those, that sentiment, that love is as strong, if not stronger than it was then. But just see how in service and separation for Prabhupada, the attachment grows and the realizations grow.
Проследите за тем, как в служении поступали, когда мы занимаемся служением, и знания и обучение растут.
So how much will our relationship with Krishna grow when we get back to the spiritual world every day? So it's also true with disciples. So this day is filled with different emotions, mixed emotions of joy and sorrow. But that is Krishna consciousness. It's always like drinking hot sugar juice. Krishna consciousness. It's always so, it's hard, it's a struggle, it's hot, burning your lips, but it's always so sweet. So dealing with disciples is a struggle. Sometimes it's painful. But as we see them make spiritual progress, it's so sweet that we can never stop. So we went through many painful experiences with Vrajalila. But the end result, I think, was very sweet. When we were around her body that afternoon, lifeless body was there. Although one could think it's the most difficult moment, it was also very sweet because we could know that she attained a transcendental destination. Rajalila Devi Dasi ki, Shri Prabhupada ki, Shri Goloka Vrindavan Dhamma ki, Kai Gaura Premanandi. We'd like to ask other devotees to speak their heart. I'd like to ask first Vrindavan, the eternal friend of Rajalila.
Rajalila's detachment and attachment to Krishna. So if I repeat Srila Gurudev, please forgive me.
No, that's good. You should repeat your disciples. So you should have the same realizations.
Should I translate myself? Я сказала, что когда я подготавливалась, думала, о чем сказать, так получилось, что некоторые моменты у нас с Шрила Гурудевом пересекаются. То есть, извините, если я буду повторять его мысли. One day, one physiognomist, one person who knew a bit of physiognomy, he looked at the back cover of the book, of Шрила Гурудева's book on Rajalila, and without even opening the book, he said, I know, this person probably had one very special quality. In her would associate extreme weakness and extreme strength. So he looked at this picture. So I don't think you have to be a great physiognomist to say that, it's quite evident. But I like the phrase he said, that I thought that it could be like Rajalila Sutra, great weakness and great strength in one body. So I just like this expression. I'm going to speak about both these things today. Я сказала, что однажды один человек, который разбирался немножко в физиогномии, он посмотрел на это изображение, не зная ничего о Раджалиле, сказал, что это личность, в которой сочетается невероятным образом великая слабость и великая сила. Вот. Я подумала, что можно поговорить немножко сегодня об этом, потому что это как Раджалила, формула Раджалила, что ли, сутра Раджалила. She was extremely weak in the sense that her body would function, and also in the sense he herself would function in the material world, in the material situations. He was extremely weak dealing with the material world, in the sense of the body and the mind. And actually she looked like a little orphan child. Anyone who remembers her from Russia could say that she would invoke those feelings of, anyone, any decent person who would see, who saw her would immediately would like to cuddle her and offer her some, whatever, to eat or to rest. So she was like invoking feelings of affection to her, just because she looked very much out of this world. She looked like an orphan. Вы помните, многие, кто видел ее в России, что она действительно выглядела как не от мира сего немножко. Она была как такой сирота, сиротой выглядела. И каждому, кто, так сказать, разумному человеку хотелось что-то для нее сделать. Настолько, так сказать, она была действительно слаба, слаба физически и слаба в том смысле, как она, так сказать, в этой жизни она не могла ничего практически сама для себя сделать, в материальном смысле слова. So, at the same time, she was extremely, extremely strong, and I could realize, this realization of her strength came to me after her departure, because when she departed, I myself would feel to be an orphan because I've lost her. I realized how much support I had in her, how much support she would give me in spiritual sense, because it was actually very difficult to live next to her and be in Maya. She was always pulling me out of it. Just because she was there, she wouldn't chastise me or say much instructions, didn't give much instructions. But just because she was present nearby, she was pure and so much determined, I couldn't stay much in Maya those days. So she was strong herself, and she was distributing this strength to anyone who would come to associate with her. Сила, это необыкновенная сила, которая была в ней. Этой силой она делилась с теми, кто был рядом с ней. И я лично ощутила, когда она ушла, я ощутила себя сиротой. Ощутила, что, так сказать, меня покинула какая-то опора. Действительно, это была опора, потому что, находясь рядом с ней, невозможно было практически быть в мае. И, так сказать, она просто своим существованием, она по контрасту, ты моментально чувствовала, что ты не в той, так сказать, не там находишься, не там, где нужно. Просто сравнивая себя с ней, настолько, так сказать, она влияла на людей. And she had very, actually, she was very shy and very close person, but actually up until now, I still keep meeting new and new people who would be affected by her during her lifetime. She was affecting many people, and I still come to know many of them now. В течение своей жизни она оказывала влияние на очень многих людей, и я говорю, что даже, так сказать, по сей день приходится встречаться с людьми, которых я никогда не встречала, они говорят, да, я, так сказать, знаю Враджи Лили, она так-то и так-то на меня подействовала, то-то и то-то сделала в моей жизни. So she was strong herself, and she was sharing this, like, supporting people around her. She had quite some correspondence. When we stayed in Vrindavan, she would write letters almost every week to different devotees, and these devotees would write back, and she was like sharing her realizations so generously and helping people. Another quality that was always amazing me is that she perfectly knew the art of associating with sadhus, of sadhu sangha. Many people struggling in this area, like comparison with a mosquito. They say that mosquito also associates with sadhu, but in what way? It just troubles the sadhu and bites, and the sadhu just wants to get it away. But it's not the way we have to associate with sadhu. The way we have to associate is by approaching, serving, and asking questions. So she perfectly knew that art of approaching the sadhu with the purpose of finding the answer on very sincere questions, and she wouldn't be shy at all at this business. Although she was extremely shy in material situations, she would probably never speak to the fruit vendor. She would never speak to the doctor. I always had to speak for her because she would be so shy. But in a situation with sadhus, she would change immediately. Другое чувство, другое, так сказать, качество Враджи Лилы, которым я всегда поражала, это то, насколько она умела общаться с садху, со святыми личностями. Что даже при всей ее скромности, при всей ее нежелании разговаривать с посторонними, так сказать, с, даже там, с продавцами, с докторами, она всегда очень стеснялась всего этого. Когда речь заходила о том, чтобы задавать вопросы таким преданным, как Гирирадж Махарадж, Гавинда Махарадж, Чильграха, она просто, так сказать, преображалась. Она очень, так сказать, желала этого общения и шла на него, и знала, как общаться с саду. It's very actually significant that we're here this day, because I have a lot of memories of Rajalila at this place. Those days I would serve as her translator. I had to come to places she goes, because I had to translate for her. So, and she was really insisting that we go to see Art Madar Chivigraha every day, and sometimes twice a day. And I would be shy and I would say, Rajalila, just think she's, she's sick, she's tired, she may not want to see you. And she was so insisting, she would say, no, we've got to go and see her. And I have a question, and she might like this question, she might be inspired to answer it. So we had to come here quite often. And Madar Chivigraha would lie on this bed, and Rajalila would sit on the chair, standing right where this table is standing now. And Madar Chivigraha would be always inspired by her questions. She would always be, her eyes would always spark when they would talk together. It was very amazing to see them. And one day, Madar Chivigraha, when she was about to leave, actually, she said one thing. She said only one thing that day to Rajalila. Rajalila started asking questions, and Madar Chivigraha just opened the eyes and she said, you have everything to go back to Gokhil. And she closed the eyes and she fell asleep. Then we had to leave. This was amazing. So she said, you have everything is given to you to go back to Gokhil. Перевод. Translation. Значит, еще очень знаменательно то, что мы находимся здесь, потому что это комната, в которой Арчи Грахама также оставила тело, лежа на этой кровати. И Рачалила за несколько месяцев мы приехали во Вриндаван за 6 месяцев до того, как ушла Арчи Граха, и за эти 6 месяцев у Рачалилы было очень много общения с Арчи Грахой. Она приходила практически каждый день сюда, и она настаивала, чтобы мы сюда шли, потому что я, так сказать, не настолько смелый человек, чтобы приходить без приглашения к больному человеку. Я ее буквально, так сказать, держала на поводу. Я говорю, ну куда ты пойдешь, там, больной человек, у меня свои проблемы, зачем ты там нужна? Она говорит, нет, пойдем, ты меня должна перевести, иначе я пойду сама, без переводчика. Вот мы сюда приходили, и Рачалила сидела вот здесь на стуле, Арчи Граха лежала на кровати. И когда я видела, как они общаются, я действительно понимала, что мы должны сюда были прийти, действительно, потому что обе эти преданные, они были настолько вдохновлены общением друг с другом, они беседовали действительно о серьезных вещах, и обе загорались, так сказать, этими темами, и было удивительно на них смотреть.
Anyone else like to speak?
Who was that?
Gaji wants to speak.
She was saying, what these people are doing here? She said, they're just having kirtan for you. And she said, who put these tools even in my mouth? It's really not. Just take it out. I can swallow it.
Everyone left because she was tired. And the next morning, okay.
It's a few days. Да, уже Кришна помнит, как был один вечер, когда все думали, что Враджалила уже уходит, и все собрались, там были Гирирадж Махарадж, Тамал Кришна Махарадж, очень многие, очень много преданных, комната была наполнена, и все ждали, когда она уйдет, но она не собиралась в этот день уходить, потому что Гурудева еще не было там. И она с таким страхом озиралась и спрашивала, что происходит. Пели киртан, очень хороший киртан. Но она просто не была готова уйти в тот момент. Да, уже Кришна помнит, насколько это, так сказать, было немножко странно, странная ситуация. This Mataji is a disciple of Mukunda Maharaj. She is from St. Petersburg, so she had a lot of association with Vrajalila when she still was in the ladies ashram in St. Petersburg. She said she had good fortune to know Vrajalila. At that time, Vrajalila was living in the ashram in Ижора, and she was always very shy and quiet. I know how hard was it for her, how much it would take for her to stay in the ashram situation. And I was always amazed how humble she was in all those difficulties. I thank all of you that I have this opportunity to speak about her. I would like to follow her example of living the Buddha. I'd like to realize whatever she realized. Моё общение с Враджалилой Матаджи никогда не было прямым. Это всегда было как бы служение Гурудеву, поскольку я была его слугой. Я помню, в Москве в Москве Гурудеву один раз сказали, что одна Матаджи очень больна. Сказали, что такая-то ученица его больна, и что она должна получить брахманическую инициацию как можно скорее. Гурудев уже собирался уезжать. И Гурудев сказал Прохладу, Шри Прохладу, что он собирается давать инициацию и что он должен все подготовить за полчаса. И Шри Прохлад прибежал в храмовую комнату, всех поднял на ноги, собрали эту ягью за полчаса, все было готово. Она получила свою инициацию. Потом в Санкт-Петербурге. Санкт-Петербург — это очень большой город. И это занимает большое время с одного конца города до другого доехать, до двух часов. Особенно в машинах, которые были у преданных в подчинении в то время. Иногда нужно было толкать эту машину, иногда это делать с ним за рулем, а все остальные мы пихали эту машину сзади. Мы приехали на квартиру, это была очень маленькая квартира. И я на самом деле не поднялся наверх. Гурудев, я знал, что Гурудев приехал проповедовать одной больной матери, но я не знал, кто там. Я всегда ждал внизу в машине. Гурудев находил, отсутствовал очень долгое время. И когда он вернулся, он рассказал всем нам, какая искренняя преданная. Он также рассказал, в каких аскетичных условиях она жила. Там было несколько комнат с разными квартиросъемщиками и одна ванная. И в тех других комнатах жили другие семьи и другие люди. Маленькая комната. И с той ситуацией мы приехали в Вриндаван. Как Шрила Прабхупада рассказывал, в тот момент, в момент ее ухода, они находились на туре. У нас был великий успех проповеднический. Все мы были настолько вдохновлены. И каждый день выходили часами на харинаму. Дважды в неделю мы устраивали фестивали в залах для сотен людей. В туре были около 70 преданных, которые были абсолютно сконцентрированы на своем служении. Работали очень близко друг к другу, как семья, как команда. И вдруг в такой ситуации Гурудев получает сообщение о том, что ему нужно ехать в Вриндаван. Для многих из преданных это было просто невообразимо. Да, почему? Мы такое тут делаем, работу серьезную. Все эти преданные так зависят от Гурудева. Одна какая-то матаджи, она зовет его так далеко уехать. Гурудев спросил преданных, что он должен делать. И преданные, конечно, сказали, оставайтесь. Но Гурудев продолжал получать просьбы из Вриндавана. Как он уже объяснял, он молился Прабхупаде. Гурудев сказал, что Говинда Махарадж позвонил ему и попросил приехать в Вриндаван. Я помню, это были Камал Кришна Махарадж и Гиридас Махарадж. В тот день Гурудев остался на квартире, потому что ему сообщили, что через час ему будет международный звонок от Гирираджа Махараджи и
Камакришна.
И Шри Прахлад оставил, уехал с группой преданных проповедовать по школам в тот день. И позже, в тот день, они должны были встретиться. Гурудев и эта группа, которая проповедовала по школам, они должны встретиться в определенном месте и отправиться на харинам. Но когда группа преданных, когда эти две группы преданных встретились, то преданные из храма передали для Шри Прахлада письмо от Гурудева. И в этом письме была фраза, выглядит как будто бы, выглядит, все идет к тому, что мне придется ехать во Вриндаван. Камала Кришна Махарадж и Гирираджа Махарадж вдохновляет меня идти и считает, что я должен ехать. И я не присоединился к харинаме, я остался, потому что мне нужно подготовиться к поездке. Следующий день, максимум через несколько дней Гурудев улетел во Вриндаван.
And I remember when he was leaving, I had a feeling that something very great was going to happen.
Я помню, что у меня было чувство, когда он улетал, что что-то великое случится.
I had that feeling very strongly inside of me.
У меня было это чувство очень сильно присутствовало во мне.
And that time when he was away, I was giving the classes to all the devotees in the world.
В тот день, когда Гурудев уехал, я давал класс преданным. Все эти дни я давал класс
преданным.
Я, так сказать, в какой-то момент почувствовал, что все эти дни я говорю только об одном, о Вриндаване. Все классы были о Вриндаване и Кришне. Я не планировал, чтобы это было так.
Connection with Gurudev and his thoughts and his meditations here.
Но я чувствовал связь с Гурудевом, была какая-то тонкая связь, и это вдохновляло меня говорить о Кришне во Вриндаване.
So we continued our preaching.
И так мы продолжили нашу проповедь.
Actually, Gurudev left after a big festival.
Гурудев уехал после большого фестиваля.
Yes, we had the festival. There were 800 people there.
Было 800 человек присутствовало в зале в большой фестивале. И так он вышел из зала, сел на машину, машина привезла его к самолету, и он улетел в
Вриндаван.
И через 5 дней, все эти 5 дней мы так сказать, рекламировали следующую программу. И так через 5 дней у нас была другая программа, другой фестиваль, и зал был наполнен где-то там еще 800 человек.
Мы начали
программу в
отсутствии театра.
Началась музыкальная программа.
There was some dance. And at the right moment, we announced to the people that the spiritual teacher had come all the way from Vrindavan, India. And he's just driving from the Warsaw airport. And at the proper time that he was supposed to speak, he arrived in the hall.
And
1,000 people rose to their feet when they made a way, and he walked down the center onto the stage, and he gave them a lecture. The next morning, he told us all about the departure of Rajalila, and he was filled with so much feelings of so many different feelings. Very, very intense feelings. All of them of different mellows. There was astonishment. There was separation. There was a feeling of gain. There was also a feeling of great loss. There was great happiness, and there was great distress. All of these things together, and like a rainbow, because a rainbow is created when the rain falls, but the sun is shining at the same time. If it's just raining, or if it's just sun shining, it has its quality. But when these things are taking place together, then one sees so many beautiful colors in the sky. And that was what it was like with Gurudev. So many beautiful colors of emotion were there. When he spoke, he would be so happy, and then at other times he would cry. And when he was happy, all of the devotees, they would also be very happy. And when he would cry, as he spoke, all of the devotees in the hall, they were also crying. So experiencing that departure of Rajalila had been a very, very intense emotional exchange for him. And although we were all so far away from that, because we were very close to Gurudev, we also experienced a very deep emotional experience. For the rest of that tour, Gurudev didn't actually go on Harinam. Usually he's the first one on Harinam leading. After that intense experience, for the 3 weeks that remained of the tour, he didn't go for Harinam. I took the Harinam. Gurudev's japa was very, very concentrated. And I wanted to take some of that, to be part of that somehow. Because I could see that something very deep was taking place. And I didn't feel deep enough to be able to go into it with him. But I also didn't want to miss the opportunity. So I took my japa beads and put them into his bead bag. And they were similar to Gurudev's japa beads. So the next morning he came and he sat in front of his altar and he chanted 16 rounds. And he just sat in front of the altar looking at the deities and the pictures, listening to the chanting, chanting very, very clearly. And that was on my japa beads. And so afterwards I took out my beads and put his back in. And I felt so fortunate that somehow I had taken some of Gurudev's moods or spiritual experience, and I had something to keep from them. Another thing Gurudev mentioned when he spoke about Rajalila was how she knew Vrindavan very well. She knew all of the temples, she knew the people in the temples. She would buy flowers and make garlands and take them and give them to the deities. And the pujaris were very affectionate towards her. They would give her mahaprasad from the deities. He said that she knew all the stories of all the deities, as well as all the lives of the six Goswamis, individually what their pastimes were, what their teachings were. So after I heard that, I became very concerned that I should know all of these things as well. And I began to study very deeply, wherever I could get the information. And I began to chant the Sad Goswami Astakam to learn, to get their mercy. He also told a story of how Rajalila was trying to, she wanted to increase her relationship with her spiritual master. And she heard somewhere that Vishakha was the guru of all the gopis in Vrindavan, even of Radha and Krishna. She would teach them and instruct them. Vishakha Devi. And she would pray to Vishakha. And she visited Vrindavan. Is it Lalita? Okay. And she visited Vrindavan, where Lalita was appeared. So then, some months after that whole, when the tour finished, it was actually a month after, a few weeks after, Gurudev returned to Vrindavan. And he brought me with him to serve. And we would go and visit all of the temples. We would also go to Unchagon to pray to Lalita Devi, remembering Vrajalila. And one astonishing thing took place. We were doing kirtan in front of Lalita Devi's temple. And Gurudev was dancing in great happiness. And the pujari took Lalita Devi's veil off of the deity and came and tied it on Gurudev's head. And then after we had kirtan, we sat, and the pujari, he indicated we should sit. And then the pujari bought a big plate of Mahaprasad, was like the Raj Bhog offering or something, and he put it in front of Gurudev and he said, "Eat, eat." And he sat there and watched that Gurudev ate all of that Mahaprasad from Lalita Devi. And so in this way, was through Rajalila, so much mercy was there from Lalita Devi. And like this. And so we felt a very strong connection with Rajalila. Although we never had any direct contact. One final point. Many, many devotees took great inspiration from this story, from this lila. It gave them great faith. Because there are many discussions about on Guru Tattva. How qualified the Guru has to be. How qualified the disciple has to be. And is the Guru a Uttama Adhikari? Is he a Madhyama Adhikari? And how to judge which Adhikari one is. And whether the Guru is speaking to Krishna directly or not, or and so on and so forth. If he is not directly speaking with Krishna, can he give Diksha Mantra? Can he give Gayatri Mantra? But through this story, we saw that Krishna consciousness is very simple. Simple for the simple mind, as Prabhupada would say, simple for the simple minded and difficult for the crooked minded. The most important ingredient is Shraddha or faith. But also very important, equally important, is sincerity. One may know all of the technical terms, but if he doesn't have the sincerity, or if he is proud of his technical knowledge, then he actually doesn't know very much at all. But even if one is a very simple devotee, but pure-hearted, very sincere in one's endeavor to please, to serve, then all perfection can be achieved. And Raja Leela was a very wonderful example of that, of how the devotee serving in ISKCON born in a Western family, initiated by a disciple of Srila Prabhupada, but how the dynamic process of Krishna consciousness really worked and had effect. With the result that was visible to everyone who was there. Everyone who was there, they felt that something very wonderful had taken place. No one who took part in this leela had any doubt whatsoever. They were all convinced that Raja Leela had achieved the most exalted situation. So all of us should take inspiration from that. We should take courage from that. And